Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. I'm Nandita Khemka. It's Wednesday, the 12th of November. Let's take a look at the cues that will shape trade today. Political developments will likely dominate headlines this morning, with exit polls projecting a comfortable victory for the BJP-JDU alliance in the 2025 Bihar Assembly elections. Along with smaller allies, including Chirag Paswan's Lok Jan Shakti Party, the ruling coalition is expected to secure around 147 of the state's 243 seats, according to multiple exit polls. After months of campaigning focused on everyday governance issues, the outcome appears grim for the Mahagathbandhan, which is projected to win between 75 and 100 seats. With Tejaswi Yadav as the key face, a setback of this magnitude would be a major blow to the Rashtriya Janata Dal and the alliance as a whole. Experts believe that a clear NDA victory could have a sentimentally positive impact on the markets, while any surprise outcome in favor of the opposition might weigh on investor mood. However, analysts also note that the results are unlikely to have a lasting impact on the domestic market, as they are not expected to trigger any major policy or capital expenditure changes at the central level. Meanwhile, the GIFT Nifty is indicating a strong start to trade this morning. On Tuesday, markets recovered most of the losses that we saw last week. The Nifty ended just below the 25,700 mark, lifted by strong global sentiment, with 40 out of the 50 Nifty stocks closing in the green. The broader markets moved largely in line with the benchmarks, and overall market breadth remained neutral. Among key movers, Indigo topped the Nifty gainers list, rising over 3% on the back of improved air traffic data. Mahindra & Mahindra also gained around 3%, buoyed by healthy auto sales numbers. Two-wheeler stocks were also in focus after industry players met with the government to discuss ABS regulations, leading to renewed buying in the segment. On the flip side, Bajaj Finance saw heavy profit-taking, slumping 7% after the company cut its AUM guidance, while its parent Bajaj Finserv fell 6%. In terms of fund flows, foreign investors were net sellers to the tune of a little over 800 crore rupees, while domestic institutional investors remained net buyers, picking up equities worth over 2,100 crore rupees, according to provisional data. Going forward, experts say that the Nifty's support has now shifted higher to around 25,450, making buy on dips a favorable strategy in the current setup. A decisive breakout above 25,800 could open the door for a rally towards 26,000 in the near term. Let's take a quick check on the global markets. Asian markets are trading mixed this morning after a choppy session on Wall Street overnight. While optimism over a potential end to the record-setting US government shutdown continues to support sentiment, the AI trade stumbled, keeping tech-heavy indices under pressure. Both the Nikkei and Kospi are trading with a slight negative bias. Shares of SoftBank Group plunged as much as 10% after the company disclosed that it had sold its entire stake in US chipmaker Nvidia for $5.8 billion. Back in the US, futures are edging higher this morning following a mixed close on Tuesday. The Dow rallied to a fresh record closing high, buoyed by strength in consumer names like Walmart, Home Depot and McDonald's, as investors rotated money out of high-growth technology stocks and into more reasonably valued sectors. The Nasdaq, however, lagged, weighed down by continued selling in tech shares. Bond markets were shut on Tuesday for Veterans Day, but in the currency market, the US dollar weakened against both the euro and the yen, pressured by growing concerns over the US labor market. A report from ADP Research showed that private employers cut an average of 11,250 jobs per week in the 4 weeks ending October 25th, pointing to signs of strain in the broader economy. Economists believe that as the federal government moves closer to reopening, a flood of delayed economic data could reveal a sharper slowdown in growth. In commodities, oil prices rose, supported by the latest US sanctions on Russian oil, and optimism that an end to the shutdown could boost demand in the world's largest oil-consuming economy. However, persistent oversupply concerns capped gains. Meanwhile, gold prices climbed to a near three-week high, supported by expectations that a potential end to the US government shutdown and resumption of key data releases could strengthen the case for the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates next month. Let's shift focus to the key stocks that would be in focus today. Starting with Tata Power, the company reported a subdued set of numbers for the second quarter, as heavy monsoon rains across India dampened electricity demand. Consolidated revenue from operations fell 1% year-on-year, missing Bloomberg consensus estimates. Net profit came in at 919 crore rupees compared to 927 crore rupees in the same period last year, while operating margins narrowed to 21.2% from 23.9% a year ago. BSC delivered a strong quarter, reporting its highest ever revenue at 1,139 crore rupees, up 40% year-on-year, marking its 10th consecutive quarter of record revenues. Consolidated net profit jumped 61%, while operating EBITDA surged 75%. The exchange's equity derivative segment saw heavy activity, processing 642 crore contracts during the quarter and generating 624 crore rupees in revenue. Moving on to Max Financial Services, the company posted a sharp decline in earnings. Net profit plunged 96% year-on-year in the September quarter compared to 113 crore rupees last year. The drop was largely driven by weaker performance from its life insurance subsidiary, Axis Max Life. While net interest income grew 13.9% year-on-year, the life insurance segment revenue fell to 9,791 crore rupees from 13,370 crore rupees a year ago, with segment profit sliding to 23.7 crores from 170.8 crore rupees. Godrej Industries also reported a weaker quarter, with consolidated net profit falling nearly 16% year-on-year, despite a 4.7% rise in revenue. The top line was supported by solid performances in the company's chemicals and real estate businesses, but higher costs weighed on profitability. Meanwhile, Aavas Financiers reported a healthy set of numbers for the second quarter. Net profit rose 11% year-on-year, driven by higher disbursements and robust net interest income growth of 19.1%. Disbursements increased 21% year-on-year and 36% sequentially, reflecting strong demand for affordable housing finance across key markets. In Earnings Watch, keep an eye on Tata Steel, Asian Paints, Ashok Leyland, Hindustan Aeronautics and Hunasa Consumer, which are slated to announce their results today. In corporate developments, the Tata Motors commercial vehicles arm will list on the exchanges today. The new entity will now house all of Tata Motors' commercial vehicle operations, including trucks, buses and related businesses, marking a key milestone in the automaker's restructuring journey. And on the IPO front, Tenneco Clean Air India is gearing up to launch its 3,600 crore rupee public issue opening for subscription today. The company is part of the US-headquartered Tenneco Group, a major global automotive parts supplier. It manufactures and supplies clean air, powertrain and suspension solutions for Indian and international original equipment manufacturers. The IPO, which is entirely an offer for sale, has a price band of 378 to 397 rupees per share. Moving on to our Voice of the Day segment, here is a view from Ankit Soni, Associate Vice President Mirai Asset Sharekhan, on how to approach defense stocks after the recent up move. Take a listen.
India's defense sector or index has delivered robust gains of 15% over 3 months and over 35% of returns over a year to date. This has been driven by a better performance in quarter two versus the street estimates, and geopolitical catalysts like European Union's 800 billion rearmament plan and India-Pakistan border alerts. The rally is being fueled by strong order inflow prospects. If you see the recently, over last few months, Defense Ministry has approved AONs of around 1.5 lakh crore, of which different companies like BEL expects a large chunk of 50,000 crores of orders. And similarly, HAL recently secured significant contracts for the fighter jet engines and is also on the verge of finalizing the mega order of 97 Tejas Mark 1 jets. The second reason is probably an aggressive export push, which is set to be doubling over financial year 29, this providing a lucrative revenue stream outside the domestic budget. The third reason is Atmanirbhar mandate. The PSU defense firms dominate 65% of defense production, benefiting the government's mandate like 75% indigenization by 2027. Therefore, the unfolding defense story is a long-term structural story, which is now and then more be fueled by events like geopolitical tensions, war news, terrorist attacks, etc. So, given the healthy returns, the investor should be invested for a longer term prospects, since the Indian defense story with almost a target of around 3 lakh crores over financial year 29 is a structural story and not a cyclical one. Consistently allocating 5 to 10% of your portfolio would surely be creating a wealth in long term. Therefore, we justify that the current buying interest is justified by fundamentals, which also provides a long-term growth visibility to the companies.
And before we wrap up, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to participate in the Cabinet Committee on Security and the Cabinet meeting at 5:30 p.m. today, in view of the Red Fort blast. Well, that's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Have a great trading day, and thanks for listening.